WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Everybody, this is Biff Naked. When I grow up, I want to be just like Trish Stratus.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ
Styles. It's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris.
You are listening to Jack Evans' sweet, soothing voice.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
What the hell is this?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Come here, don't be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
The Gremlins, Kate.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Patriotic little fella. Waving a flag and everything.
The Omega.
He has something to say to you.
Heartbreak Mike.
Never feed him after midnight. You got it?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I make the illogical logical, and I have something here that I think you might be interested
in. Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Becky Bayless.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. It's the best there is. And I know, because so am I. I'm Austin Aries.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, I know. Who hadn't got a story?
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
I'm going to check the antenna. Maybe the damn thing blew down.
WTR Sunday Night.
Yum, yum.
Well, a little bit early for the Halloween music, but okay, whatever.
Next week's a pay-per-view. Can't really do Halloween on a pay-per-view since we only need one song.
Says you. Halloween Havoc theme.
I see. Bullshit.
Question. Did Halloween Havoc have a theme?
I'm not sure if it had a... Well, And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Probably going to be one of those nights. We got a pay-per-view to go over. We got a week of strangeness to talk about. And yeah, whatever the hell this musical arrangement is for this time of year.
Halloween songs.
I figured.
Because reasons.
And of course, we start off with an intro for them Gremlins, which is Christmas, but whatever.
Yeah, it works.
Okay, we get on with this. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's going on, guys? Holy crap. Everyone's here. Something's going down tonight.
Yeah, this is becoming a once-in-a-blue-moon thing. And the one who's almost always here, except the times he's not... The one and only Tim Stein.
I am sorry, I'm not available to take your call at the moment. Please leave a brief message in the time you called at the tone. I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience.
Oh, good. We got the machine, so this will be an easy night.
Halloween Havoc 1998 theme. It had one!
Oh, God. I can see the inflatable pumpkin now.
Oy vey.
This one, 1989.
1989? So Sega Genesis.
God, it invokes Halloween so much.
I know, right? Really gets you in that Halloween spirit.
Yeah. You can just picture all the kids running around Halloween night dressed as ghosts and witches.
I think I ate too much candy.
Set to 80s synth rock.
And this was the mid-90s.
Sounds like someone's trying to be Tim Burton.
On a loop.
That's like, just loopy.
That's three notes and boom, back again.
Brother.
Alright, let's get off of YouTube now. They're here to talk wrestling.
Are we here to talk wrestling?
I think.
Yay!
Boy, so, that's a lot of wrestling talk. Good night, everybody.
That's it for the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Make it official. I was just waiting for you to throw another goddamn theme up there when right as I'm about to say this. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live simultaneously on Twitch, the TuneIn app, download TuneIn to your mobile device, search Wild Talk Radio Network, listen to any of the live programs while you're on the go. Miss us again.
Get us on twitch.tv/WTR live as well.
And, you know, up Periscope and all that other shit.
I don't think we're on Periscope.
Or down Periscope or whatever. We used to be on Periscope.
We used to be on
too
Periscope.
Too much work for you.
No, probably wasn't.
I don't know. Paying attention.
Hey, we may be still on Periscope. I don't know if that button got disabled or not. Anyway, wrestling.
Did it get disabled? Wow, okay.
Cool. All right, boom.
There you go. So stuff happened, and we took care of that shit, and then basically more stuff will happen, and we'll move on from there. Mike, did you have a good week?
Two out of three ain't bad.
Did you get a job?
Got a job.
Did you bow to the masses?
We'll get
just
back
for
to
the
that.
Sake of a paycheck.
Just for the sake of a paycheck.
That's all.
Had to go over dirty.
So do you believe in little green men, aliens?
Possibly.
Well, you know, green lives matter too.
Which is sad.
It ain't easy being Kermit.
Nope, it's not easy being green.
Yeah, speaking about Kermit, a lot of shit happened on Monday Night Raw, and of course SmackDown 1000 this past week. A whole bunch of different things. Mike, wait a minute.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Hey, producer, play that thing.
Time now for Heartbreak Mike's WTF moment of the week.
This young man definitely has attention deficit disorder.
The biggest head scratcher in his opinion that we saw on Raw, SmackDown, NXT, or other wrestling shows.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Who did what this week that made you go, what the fuck?
Every hey. Yeah.
I hate you guys for that.
I still like that intro. That's awesome. Hey, listen, if you want something different, make it your own damn self. That takes work.
I know it. All right. So, as many as you all know, SmackDown 1000 was this Tuesday. Well, past Tuesday, and it was in Washington, D.C. Now, you're all expecting, oh my gosh, who's going to be on SmackDown? You're supposed to be, well, The Rock or John Cena or... Who else? We got Rey Mysterio. We got a couple of returns.
Cena was there. He did a cell phone video.
I know.
All the way from Australia. He did the thing.
All the way from Australia.
He did it in Australia.
With that Mike the Mizanin haircut.
JBL haircut.
It pretty Mike the JBL Zanin haircut. But the one thing that kind of threw me off. One of the top stables in an era showed up on SmackDown 1000 because it was SmackDown's reunion show. But the stable was on Raw. Evolution showed up. Now, granted, I'm all for Evolution. Love Evolution. Love what they had. Multiple world titles between these guys. The one thing, though, that got me was they were not a SmackDown faction. Never was on SmackDown as a faction. If you did it on a fact, if you had Evolution, it was only for special occasions. I mean, we could have had, we could have had the Ministry, or we could have had, the NWO.
Edgeheads.
We could have had Edgeheads. We could have had.
You had one. You had one Edgehead. The other was backstage and they didn't put him on TV.
Yeah. We could have had JBL in the Cabinet. I'd have been good with that.
Did you really want to see Jillian Hall?
Cabinet. No female. No, neither Imogen.
She was part of the Cabinet.
If that was the case, then the Boogeyman would have had to come back. But anyway.
Okay. No, hold on. Before you go on. So if they brought back Jillian Hall, would the thing have regrown on her face? I mean, they brought back the hand for Raw 1000. Would they put the thing back on Jillian Hall's face for SmackDown 1000 if they brought her back?
Or we could have saw, you know, we could have saw a whole bunch of other SmackDown moments. But the biggest head scratcher to me was, why was Evolution a Raw stable on SmackDown? I get it, you know, all of them were part of SmackDown, but Evolution as a group was not. They dominated Raw. If you want to be technical, who was that top state faction around that area against that was branching off Evolution? And I hate to say it, the Cabinet! JBL was a long reigning WWE champion, but he resided on SmackDown. Last time I checked, he wasn't on SmackDown, but we're not gonna talk about that. It just threw me off with Evolution coming to SmackDown.
I think I brought that point up like 3 weeks ago, but cool. WTF moment of the week.
It's just how I feel.
No one else is interacting with you, so I might as well just go.
And here I am trying to talk and stuff like that, and I'm muted. Oops. Mike's WTF Moment of the Week, brought to you by PiecesOfMyMind.cf. Check it out for controversial topics, postings, opinions, and other interesting articles like poetry that I've written. Once again, PiecesOfMyMind.cf. Check it out today.
It's this week's WTR Power Rankings.
Okay, Mike, did you like that one better than your intro?
I like my intro.
Because I put together your intro, but the producer put together the Power Rankings music. So there it is. Yeah, you heard the intro. It's time for WTR's Weekly Power Rankings. And coming in at number 5, we've got The Big Show, just because he returned. At number 4, it's Batista taking pot shots and getting a bit liberal with his promo. Number 3, Drew McIntyre knocking Braun's head off on Raw. Number 2, Ronda Rousey, because it was her best work on the mic yet. And coming in at number 1, SmackDown 1000, because SmackDown 1000. So it's not an individual wrestler, it's a show that winds up at the top of the power rankings. Going through them really quickly, Omega, you're okay with Big Show at number 5?
Well, just for showing up, yeah.
Yeah.
After a year.
And technically it was not a return, he returned a week prior, but this was a turn.
What do we know?
A vintage turn, not a return.
There you go.
Watch the product.
Yeah. Well, it was a return as opposed to a return.
Yeah, but it was Big Show, so if he doesn't turn face or heel, is he really there?
It's got to be once a week. I mean, hey, you know what? He did 2 turns in this one entrance. If you look at it carefully, he comes up and shit, and then he turned on New Day after he scared the shit out of the bar. So he actually didn't wait a week for a turn. He did it mid appearance. And of course,
whatever you have to do.
Yeah. Whatever works. Micah put Batista at number 4, because of, it almost seemed like he went off script with his promo and, slightly pissed off a couple of people. You okay with him at number 4?
Yeah. day, he showed up in his home, well, can't even say his hometown, but he showed up in one of his representative cities. So yeah, let's give him number four.
Okay, there you go. And of course, Drew McIntyre in number three, only because of what happened at number one. But, basically, that's just setting up the program between Braun and Drew. Naturally, it's going to turn Braun babyface again. But, based on where this power rankings list is, set up for this week, is that a good spot for him, guys?
Is it really going to make him babyface?
By default, yeah.
We'll
I mean, we are running with the WWE, whose current, you know, idea is there's really not any face or heel. It's just characters, and yeah, like they want McIntyre as a big deal bad guy. So at some point, yeah, we're gonna start getting. I feel like we actually had the beginnings of Braun being a face again, because for the first time in a while, I actually heard "Get these hands."
Yeah,
it's like that was the catchphrase that everyone latched onto that generated naturally. So of course, when he turned heel, they wanted him to stop doing that. Well,
right,
we heard it again.
So yeah, that was a good kick too, leaving a mark on Braun's face. So Ronda Rousey shows up at number two. Tell me that you enjoyed the mic work, her promo.
I think she went a little overboard, but hey.
No, swing for the fences.
I agree with Omega.
Like, if you're gonna go there, just fucking go.
Yeah. Baseball playoffs are taking place right now, so swing for the fences is apropos. Congratulations, Omega, on your sports ball reference. Unintentional, of course, but it worked.
Hey, you know what? That's most of my YouTube success, so there you go.
Unintentional, but it works. There you go. Check him out on YouTube at the Omega. Is it the Omega?
TJ Omega. How?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Well, I don't know. I look for TJ Omega on Facebook and can't find you.
I resent you.
You're supposed to say that's because it's Omega, TJ Omega Reviews?
No.
Omega Reviews.
Sore spot.
Okay, sorry. Sore spot, sorry. Wow, I wonder. Are they related? Anyway, yeah. SmackDown 1000, that's only there at number one by default. You know, just nothing much to talk about that at the moment right now. It's just that's the way it is. Otherwise, somebody else would be on this list. And basically for me, this is a three-way tie for number one. Drew, Ronda, and SmackDown 1000. As far as I'm concerned, they're interchangeable. But yeah, I want to talk about Ronda's promo for a minute, guys. Seriously, your thoughts, Omega? You said swing for the fences. Care to elaborate?
This is one of the best burns I've heard from a promo in a long time. Men's, yeah. Women's doesn't matter. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading the reports afterwards where a lot of this is Ronda scripting her own stuff with, yep, a lot of coaching from Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
It's no better like coach for a promo.
It's almost like you read my notes that I didn't send you about this, because that's basically what I've written down here to bring up.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, it's the first thing you want to bring up, because this wasn't from the hand of a WWE writer, and it's probably clear because, good Lord, this not only was really good, but it got a really good reaction.
Mm-hmm. And she took some really good swipes at the Bella Bitches.
Well, yep. Nikki in particular.
Yep. Writing on your husband's coattails. That was an awesome line. Because it's kind of sort of what I've been saying.
Well, I mean,
since they came back.
Well, I mean, there was a little bit of backlash from it because someone accused it of slut shaming Nikki.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, no, how we've discussed for years how we felt like she was getting preferential treatment because she was Cena's girlfriend.
Squeeze.
Yeah. Squeeze is perfect.
Yeah. Granted, she's the better of the two Bella twins, but she was always given a little bit better treatment than Brie was. She was always higher on the card. And let's face it,
there's no point in the WWE where the Bellas were the best performers.
Yeah.
None.
Far from it.
So we always kind of suspected, okay, they've got the two biggest baby faces as their boyfriends slash husbands. So clearly there's something a little bit off here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was years of speculation.
Yeah. This is absolutely true. Basically, Rhonda's just articulating what we were talking about for a while, which is just basically, us regurgitating what the mainstream fan base has been talking about. Yeah,
but like, yeah, that's my point. Yeah. Like, yeah, nothing to do with the, it has nothing to do with sluts shaming or anything like that. It's literally, we've felt for years like Nikki was sleeping her way to the top.
Mike, clearing our story. You said that was a little heavy-handed, Mike. The promo. You want to elaborate that it was? Why you think it was overdone?
Went a little bit personal, which I honestly think, you know, she kind of. Well, I don't think we think. I know that she went a little bit off script. I mean,
well, yeah, go ahead.
You know, I mean, I could see it in the back. Oh yeah, go ahead, talk about John. Yeah, talk about all of that. And are you sure? Yeah, you know, we can do it. We can work it out. This can be a thing. I don't think that she was gonna. I don't think they saw her going to deliver it with that much power behind it.
Well, time to blow your thoughts right out of the water, because all of that was planned out. Everything was scripted out. Omega brought it up. He brought it online. Listen, Rhonda got to write her own promo in her own words. They said, yeah, let's see what you can come up with. By the way, Paul's going to tell you what to concentrate on. That's how he helped. He also helped Nikki and Brie with their stuff. But Heyman's fingerprints are all over this match between Rhonda and Nikki. He's not been booking it, but he's been helping both women. And his trademark is all over both these promos. Now, you're saying, oh, it's a little over the top and stuff like that, and I think maybe she made it a little personal. Perfect. That's exactly what has been missing with these Raw and SmackDown superstars, WWE superstars, getting on the microphone, reading the sanitized promo crap that's been written for them. Nobody can do a better promo about the matches they're going to have, the matches they have had, the antagonism that they're having with their opponents than the wrestlers themselves. I don't care how good the writer is. The writer could be goddamn William freaking Shakespeare. Nobody would understand the promo, but they would think, oh, that is very good.
Mm.
You know, Shakespeare. But the fact of the matter is, and Mike, how many times as a wrestler have you gotten in the middle of the ring, gotten on the mic, and cut a promo on your own?
Twice.
So you don't have a lot of experience doing it. Here's my experience as somebody ran a indie wrestling.
Oh, you mean improv?
Yeah.
24/7.
Well, there you go. That's the best type of promo, is something that comes off the top of your head because it's come from your heart, and it's what you want your character to say, what you want your character to say, not what a room full of sitcom writers thinks your character should be saying.
Yeah.
As somebody who ran an indie wrestling program, I would tell these guys, okay, this is what I want to have happen in the match. You guys figure out how you want to run it, but you're going over, these spots need to be in here. Do it. Okay, you're going to go out. You're going to open everything up with a promo. These are the points you have to hit. Other than that, just don't swear it's a family show. Give me your best. This is what I would do with my wrestlers. And I would say to a certain one who came out as a Japanese star, can you pretend to speak Japanese? Can you make any kind of noises that might sound like it's Japanese? And then we'll like pretend that you're speaking Japanese. And he couldn't do it. He just absolutely could not do it. And I'm talking about my buddy Keishi Matsunaga, who does listen into the program from time to time. If he doesn't listen live, he catches the archive. So once again, a shout out to you, Keishi. I won't say your real name on the air, not until I get your permission to do so. But yeah, guy born in Calgary, but he's Japanese Canadian. Doesn't know a lick of Japanese. I don't think he even knows how to say thank you in Japanese.
which means I know more Japanese than he does.
Sumimasen, eigo ga wakarimasu ka?
Hey, see there, that's all you had to do, and it sounded Japanese.
It is Japanese.
I know.
And it's the perfect line for someone pretending to be Japanese, because it literally is, excuse me, do you speak English?
Yeah. So, and yeah, no, that's, it's perfect. But this is how I would work the booking, like the promos for the guys. When it came to Hotshot Johnny Devine, who wound up calling himself Dungeon Master Devine, I'd say, hey, Johnny, your promo's up next. That's it. That's all I'd say. You don't tell Johnny anything, because he was, you know, that much of a veteran. He knew exactly what the fuck to do. He knew how to rile up the fans. He knew how to get them to boo him and cheer his opponent, no matter how much of a fan favorite heel he was, or still is. I guess he's still wrestling in Ontario at the moment, for the next little while anyway. But he was basically the only one that had never, ever had anything put in front of him. Okay, get this point across. Get that point across. Usually, if I ever talk to Johnny about promos, I'd say, okay, so what are you getting across? I'd ask him instead of tell him. So, but yeah, no, it was absolutely wonderfully done, and it was almost reminiscent of the type of promo work that we got during the Attitude Era, in my opinion. Wouldn't you think, Omega?
Yeah, because it does cut a lot deeper, and like it is a very personal offense to make as far as a promo goes. And yep. I have been begging for Raw to do something like that for so long now. You know why? Like, SmackDown's doing so much better storyline-wise than Raw right now, because I feel how personal it gets. You know, Miz and Bryan is very personal, because they target very close things to their hearts. You know, Brian's inability to wrestle when he loved it so much. Mm-hmm. You know, Miz flaunting as a reality star, etc. And then you have like AJ and Joe. Good Lord, was that personal?
That was good. Mm-hmm. Very enjoyable,
and it was so good. You know, with Joe literally threatening AJ's wife on a weekly basis. You know, and you connect to things like that, because there's part of you that can imagine how bad it is to be in that situation. You know, you've got this very, very frightening man threatening your family. You can kind of imagine and kind of feel like how that would be in that situation, how you would respond. And the same goes for, you know, a situation like this with Rhonda and Nikki, where, okay, now you're taking out on me because of who I chose to date. Mm. Raw storylines tend to be very much, I don't like you, you don't like me, so we're going to punch each other for that belt that you're wearing. You know, and they're trying to push away from that, but a lot of it is very simplistic, one note, and I can't really connect to any of it because it's just kind of there.
Yeah,
it's just kind of an excuse.
We got like 8 years of, I hate you, let's fight. And I think 10 years ago I predicted that was going to happen, because it was 10 years ago that they started looking for writers. And I said, you know what's going to happen? I hate you, let's fight. Okay, I hate you too, let's fight.
Yeah, they found television writers who didn't know how to write a personal story between two wrestlers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something we've been complaining about for years.
And that's why it was so goddamn refreshing. I mean, thank God, if you believe in God, for Paul Heyman when he actually gets a chance to
put his hands on something. Yeah,
exactly, Mike.
The one thing about Paul Heyman is when he puts his hands on something, it turns well. It turns into gold.
Unless it's a bank account.
Unless it's a bank account.
You just don't give him a checkbook and we're fine. Yeah,
he's got a Midas touch for everything except that checkbook.
No, that's fucking lead.
That turns in the dust. But
that's what do they call that? Alchemy. It's reverse alchemy.
Oh dear.
When it comes to the checkbook.
Well, excuse me, but it's actually still alchemy. You're converting one sort of form of matter into another. God.
I can't believe you actually did that voice. I can't believe you actually, not only did you do a voice, you did that one. Okay, you get two cookies tonight. A chocolate chip and a peanut butter crunch.
Aww.
Well, you had a chance to do a voice last week, Mike, and you didn't do it.
It's fine. It's fine. It's cool.
You refused to do it.
You're right. But anyway, but it's
no cookies for you.
That's fine. Okay. Most of his stuff, it turns into gold. But when it comes to storylines, promos, segments, and when it says, written by Paul Heyman, organized by Paul Heyman, directed by Paul Heyman, gold. You are in for a treat. Prime
ECW,
example.
The original, when it was on TV. Did you guys watch it?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
How enjoyable was the programming?
And you know the sad part was? That was his depressing stage.
Mm-hmm. But answer the question. How much did you enjoy the TV production and stuff like that with ECW?
No, I enjoyed it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was 100% Heyman.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, that's him when he's down.
He's in a much better place now.
Yes, but you get what I mean. Like, for him to do that while he's still down? Dude, like, just, yeah. SmackDown 2000. Uh-oh.
2000.
Something or other.
Thank you. SmackDown 2000s to 2010. Paul Heyman. No, the 2002 to 2006, that was all Paul Heyman.
Yep.
I let that sink in.
He left because they started to try to control what he was outputting, and I'm not putting up with that shit. Forget it.
He was like, nah. He was like, you either give me control with my storylines, or you let me do a one-night stand. Mm. So they
which was Rob Van Dam's idea.
But, yeah. Yes, which was really good.
And then he got injured before the show.
That just okay. Now see, Alanis Morissette should have written the song about that because that was ironic.
That's genuine irony.
Yep. How is finding a black fly in your Chardonnay ironic? I never understood that.
No. 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife is not. Irony, it is a poor choice in flatware.
I mean, like winning the lottery and dying the next day? Yeah, okay, there's some irony there.
Real poor choice on top of that, guys.
But nothing in that song could match Rob Van Dam getting injured.
And then he still performed a one-night stand.
So there you
go. Yeah, cut the best promo of his WWE career, mostly because he got to speak longer than 2 seconds.
Yeah. And he actually
instead of saying RVD.
You got a chance to actually speak whatever. From the heart.
There was a microphone toy they released for WWE where they had a clip from Rob Van Dam. That's literally all it said.
Dude.
Whatever.
Dude.
Whatever.
Dude. I'll work on that and I'll get better. Yeah, anyway, so give us some more of that shit tomorrow night leading into the match at Evolution and I'll be very happy. I'm sure that we'll get some more mic work along that line tomorrow night. But, Batista at number 4 on the list, taking the pot shots. Did it seem to you, Omega, like he may have gone off script himself?
I don't think, not to any extreme measure. Like, okay. I guarantee keep it in your pants, Rick, was not approved by WWE.
Keep that thing in your pants. It sure made Hunter laugh, and the look on Orton's face was priceless.
It did.
Yep.
It's like, okay, Hunter's laughing. I'm not in trouble.
If you make Hunter laugh, you're gold.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I might have to answer to USA Network at some point, but for now we're okay.
No.
But yeah, like I don't think he went too far off script. I do think he went a little bit improvisational there. That line especially, but
try to walk away from being the schmuck and the hardcore fan and the insider that we all happen to be and just be that casual fan listening to that promo, not realizing what we know. It gives it a completely different dimension if you can actually step outside of yourself and be that anonymous person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's not easy to do, but if you're writing any kind of a show, you have to be able to do that. And when he was on the mic, I tried doing it the first time out, had too much of a hard time, so I rewatched it. The second time around, it's easier to be able to, you know, step outside of yourself and pretend to forget everything you know. And the second time I heard it, I'm like, whoa, holy shit, this is hot. It was really hot. But he ended on one note. He says one thing that you've never been able to do, Hunter, and that's beat me. And the look on Triple H's face. just eyeballing daggers at Batista.
You went there. You're not supposed to go there. Why'd you go there?
What the hell did you just say?
Nigga.
Yeah, well, without him saying that, because he's white, so he's not allowed to. Not in public. Yeah. You know how it is. But, yeah, essentially, Mike. But here's the thing. The whole thing was scripted out. It was planned ahead of time. Did you get the feeling WWE might be teasing a one-off Batista versus Triple H match?
I mean, this is the thing WWE does all the time. They set seeds down and hope that they eventually sprout into something and make some money.
Either it's now or like 5 years from now.
Well, now we're looking at, let's see, it's October.
What's they going to do to WrestleMania?
5.5 months. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is on indefinite hold at the moment because they fired their writer/director.
Yeah, thanks, Disney.
Yeah, thanks. And Batista has been the most outspoken one about him getting fired and not wanting to play Drax anymore unless they hire him back. And he'll do Guardians 3 because he's contractually obligated to, but he wants to get out of it. Something tells me that he might not get revived in the sequel to the Infinity War, which... Just as a result. Anyway,
what do you mean revive? They're dead. They all died.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to give you any spoilers or anything like that. I do want to circle around really quickly. Did Doctor Strange accidentally or inadvertently tell us what the title of the next Avengers movie is going to be?
I don't recall. I didn't see the actual like story or headline.
Okay, Avengers Infinity War. He says after he gives up the stone, he says something to Tony Stark. We're in the end game now. Avengers Infinity War end game. You heard it here first, because it won't be called Infinity Wars 2.
No. End game.
There you go. But yeah, let's just see what happens. And Mark Ruffalo got fired.
Huh?
Yeah, he was fired from being the Hulk for leaking info on the Tonight Show, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
The Avengers movie being released in May. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he contacted Jimmy Fallon after he was on the show before they aired it, saying, "Could you please bleep this shit out? Don't let it air." And Jimmy Fallon's like, "Nope, we're gonna let it run." And so Mark Ruffalo got fired on Twitter. It's a joke. Hey, they were kidding. He's not really fired. He's just going back and forth. I'm surprised that you guys aren't up on that, because the whole thing is kind of funny. You're still fired, Mark. Forget it.
We'll see you in the office, but you're still fired.
I'd love for him to just show up on the set for the next movie and go, what are you doing here?
What? I work here.
I fired you. Did you see the tweet?
You didn't see any of it?
Oh, I'm not on Twitter anymore. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh. No. You're fired.
Well, that reminds me of that episode of Scrubs where the new chief of medicine comes in and fires the janitor, and then she gets fired, so he shows back up again. I don't have a check. Oh, I didn't know you worked here. Well, yeah, I'm the janitor.
And that's the end of that chapter.
And basically, yeah, he gets his job back by showing up. Anyway. circling around again, expect something to happen in time for WrestleMania between Batista and Triple H. And because Triple H and Shawn Michaels are going to lose at Crown Jewel, spoiler alert, Triple H has to get a win somewhere. So it'll be against Batista at WrestleMania.
You think they're going to bring him back just to job him out to Triple H?
That will basically get, you know, let them get even with him for posting those tweets about SmackDown 1000 before they invited him. Triple H is learning from Vince how to be a vindictive little bitch.
Well, yeah. No, this is just a clever ruse by Dave Bautista to get wrestling bookings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, let's bitch about not getting on SmackDown 1000. He gets on SmackDown 1000. He gets, you know, and then he gets the microphone. He takes a jab at Triple H and it pretty much guarantees a WrestleMania match.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So, expect the match to be set up. And from there, Batista looking for more work somewhere else.
Afterwards. Right.
There we go.
You know, All right. DC movies are lined up.
All right. So we've hit all the topics in segment one. We're going to be taking our first, last, and only time out of the evening, everybody, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, coming back with Pick'em for Evolution. So get ready. And then, of course, when we come back, we'll tell you how to play Pick'em for Evolution, the pay-per-view. It's next Sunday night. We'll be on immediately following it. Until then, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
It was this past Sunday. A plug into a segue.
Hey, wait. Give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really? Come on, now. Man.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait.
Most Matadores versus the real Americans.
Going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making predictions. I see them too in action, and I was like all excited. Oh, that's so funny. Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see, if I seen them face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked them if I had seen them. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? Brie Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked Brie. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, God! Get out! Get out!
I believe you changed the answer, Rock.
Oh, shit. Well, that's one for me, because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you,
Jay. I told you, I'm my own worst enemy.
I'm coming. Just like, bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR.
wherever you are.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is international superstar Matt Cross, best friend of Son of Havoc, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Oh, what a really weird song from a really weird movie. Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. All right, welcome back, everybody, to WTR Sunday Night. Yeah, it's time for Pick 'Em. So get ready. You can, if you're in the chat room, play along live and post your Pick 'Em picks there. But make sure you go to facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network and post your Pick 'Em picks. You've got until when? Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got this cleared up.
To get your picks posted. You can also email them to media@wildtalkradio.com. You can actually tweet them at WTR Sunday Night or at Wild Talk Radio or even at Flames Forums. You can tweet your picks to me, too, if you want. We'll make sure that we get you added to the Pick'Em contest. That said, it is an historic first, Omega. All women's pay-per-view. Evolution is a mystery.
Well, no. Evolution's on SmackDown inexplicably.
Yeah, that works too. It's Triple H, so naturally they'll be on SmackDown, right?
For a thousand. Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Other than Batista and Randy Orton did a lot of different stints on SmackDown. That's the only reason I can think of that Evolution would show up there. But what can you do? But let's take a look.
Well, Evolution's on there because Randy Orton is a SmackDown guy. Like, there literally right now.
Yeah.
He's a SmackDown guy.
But we're not talking about the, we're not talking about faction. We're talking about the all-women's pay-per-view here. Just taking a look at the card, we have, like 7 confirmed matches, 6 confirmed matches, 1 that won't be announced until tomorrow, and the other one is, it's on the card as like the 8th match, but, we don't know who is going to be facing each other. It's the Mae Young final to be announced versus to be announced. I'm gonna let you all know right now, spoiler alert, when we get there, we will be, announcing because, it's already been decided who the, 2 finalists are. It's just not public knowledge yet because, well, you know, you gotta wait until it gets down to the semifinals, on TV. But, we'll let you know when you might want to walk away from the audio or turn it down enough so that you can't hear who is going to, be against each other. But we're gonna start with the Raw Women's Championship. Ronda Rousey taking on Nikki Bella. Mike, go.
Ronda.
That's it?
I'm sorry. This is just a filler. There's no way Nikki's going to come back and get the title.
Yeah, okay. Omega?
It's definitely not a filler. I mean, it's the, you know, it's the main event.
Well, Nikki being the contender. Nikki's the filler.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, true.
yeah, the competitor's a filler.
Yeah. Rhonda's chew toy.
I can see it now.
Because she's
I
no longer seen as chew toy.
I can see
it now. Oh, I wasn't going to go there. Gosh.
You were thinking it. Come on, tell me you weren't.
Think we
the
all thought
crossed my mind.
Yeah, I know it did. But I know when you're thinking something and not going to say it. So I, you know, I'm like, I'm the voice that you don't use.
Oh, no.
I provide the words that you won't. Yeah, chew toy. That's a good one, Omega. I forget. Did you pick?
Ronda.
Yeah, Ronda. And yeah, it's Ronda all the way. That's all there is to it. Even random thing pickers smart enough to pick Ronda. So, 4 votes for Ronda Rousey retaining the championship. Let's talk about the SmackDown brand, the Women's Championship. There we got Becky Lynch taking on Charlotte Flair. Now, this is interesting. It's the last woman standing match, Omega.
Another historic first on the historic first women's pay-per-view.
It's a first of a first of a first. For the
Perception.
First time.
It's an interesting stipulation to pick for the match.
Yeah. Dirtiest, the daughter of the dirtiest player in the game.
See, originally, like, I was going for a submission match here, but you know what? I could absolutely see this. This should be really, really freaking good. You know, if it wasn't for the star power of Ronda Rousey, this would and should be the main event.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
It's all about that Ronda.
Yep.
No, this should be fantastic.
Very fantastic.
As far as a pick goes, I gotta go with Becky. Like, she's so fresh with the title. She's so hot right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's not getting the heel reaction WWE expected or wants of her. She's getting a reaction, a hell of a reaction. Like, you have to run with that, even if it's not on script.
Mm-hmm. Then so your pick, Becky Lynch. Mike.
I want to say Becky Lynch, but I think we all know that WWE is going to make Charlotte Flair the champion. But I'm going to take a gamble and go with Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly a gamble, I think.
At this point in time, I have to agree with Omega. I don't see it as a gamble at all. You're picking Becky along with Omega. And I'm looking at this last woman standing match because of what they're trying to do with Becky. I think that this last woman standing actually favors Becky in this instance instead of Charlotte. And my pick is Becky Lynch. Random think picker didn't tell me why, but it also picked Becky Lynch. So we've got 2 matches, 2 unanimous picks for the matches. Well, 4 unanimous picks for each match, but yeah. Now we're looking at the next match. Will be fun just for the nostalgia. Trish Stratus teaming up with Lita to take on Alexa Bliss and Mickey James, Mike.
The crowd?
No, we can't. Yeah, you can't pick the crowd, but okay. I get what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yikes. I mean, this could go so many ways. Just to see Mickey and Trish go at it. Oh. But I'm going to have to say Trish and Lita.
Really? Okay. Trish and Lita for Mike. Omega.
I'm really not a fan of the bait and switch they pulled on this match.
No.
Because apparently they announced two singles matches, and I was so hyped up for Trish versus Alexa.
Yep.
And then it turned out, no, it was always supposed to be a tag match, which makes more sense considering those two haven't seen singles competition in so long, and Lita left for injury reasons.
Yep.
You know, now to give us a tag match, now that Ronda's match is announced, now we can tell you it was supposed to be a tag match all along.
Yeah. That's what they wanted to do all along, but they couldn't tell you until they finalized shit.
Yeah.
That
part I wasn't a fan of.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, I agree with you. I actually brought this up with Rock when they announced it a couple of weeks ago. Like, this is bullshit. I mean, like, what the hell? They're combining two matches into one.
Yeah, at a time when they barely had any matches announced to begin with.
Yep.
Wow.
You don't know who to pick, do you?
Do I go with my heart or my mind?
Go with logic.
Go with WWE booking.
Okay, I need a ball peen hammer.
Oh, that'll hurt.
Or a shovel.
Still hurt.
I'm in Florida. I'm more likely to find a hammer. Yeah. You shovel here, you hit ocean. No, I think I'm actually going to give this one to the heels. Much as I love Trish and...
Go on and say
a victory doesn't do them any good. Like, Alexa Bliss is one of the best things going in the women's division on either roster. I don't want to see her buried to two retired veterans.
Who almost botched a moonsault.
Damn.
Yeah, I picked, and now I'm eating a cookie. So now you guys can, start talking. Right.
Well, I want to know what cookie you've got now.
It is a Keebler fudge stripe.
Okay, so you're saving the cookies that you won from me for later on. Okay. Mike. Pick Dick.
I did pick.
I know. It's my turn. Well, having Trish and Lita back in the ring is all fine and dandy, and that's great. And yeah, people are going to be happy to, woo, they're back. There's no reason for them to win. It's not going to do anything. It'll hurt Alexa. Mickey James doesn't matter if she wins or loses. It's Alexa. Picking Alexa Bliss and Mickey James to win. Random thing picker is picking Alexa Bliss and Mickey James to win. What does your cookie pick?
Well, it's already completely eaten by now,
so we won't be able to hear from it. Fair enough. We'll just move on to the NXT Women's Championship. Kairi Sane defending against Shayna Baszler.
Oh, Kairi. Man.
Just that quick, that simple. No thoughts, no debates, no thinking.
No. I'm literally just correcting you.
Oh, I see. You're just correcting me. Kairi Sane. I know you hate it when they don't call her Kairi, do you?
It's a Japanese name. They literally don't have that vernacular.
I know. Kairi Sane. So, anyway, Omega, I'm going to let you pick then.
Kairi Sane.
It's Kairi. People are going to start to think that we actually set this shit up on purpose. You know that, right?
I'll let them.
Okay, there you go. Okay, one vote for Kairi.
She's doing great with the belt right now. I fucking love the treasure chest gimmick to keep the belt.
Yeah.
Like, it works, it's working so well for her. She can't lose it. She can't lose it too fast.
Well, I might have an if for you when it's my turn, but Mike, it's your turn.
Kairi Sane.
Just like that.
Yeah, I can't believe that this may happen, but I think Shane may be done with NXT.
Well, this is the rematch, right?
Yeah, this is the rematch.
And this is the rematch because Shane lost to Takari.
Yep.
Which one of these two is more ready, Omega, to come up to the main roster?
I don't think it really matters. What they want to do is fast track four horsewomen versus four horsewomen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apparently the other two that we haven't seen on NXT are doing phenomenal in development right now. they apparently pulled two prodigies right out of their ass.
Mm-hmm. Roderick Strong's wife. And...
Which is saying, it's saying something considering, you know, Shayna's done well, you know, Shayna's found herself very quickly in NXT, and yeah. Ronda has annihilated.
Yeah.
As probably the best rookie I've ever seen.
Female rookie, but yes.
No, period. Like right now it's a neck and neck between her and Velveteen Dream.
Oh, it's true. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Forgot about him, right? Huh?
Yeah,
forget. Huh? him, Olympic gold medalist, huh? That guy?
Yes. Angle was so fast in his first year.
I'll go back to being quiet now.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay, yeah. Get ready, because in a moment we'll need you, but not right now. I'm going to pick Kairi Sane to retain. The treasure chest, I like that. That's good. Random Think Picker also picks the Sane one.
Oh, we'll see you in Raw in a month, Shayna.
There you go. All right, now it's time for the spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, guys, we're going to drop the two finalists for the Mae Young Classic, so you might want to tune out just for a moment here. 2018 spoiler Mae Young alert! Classic Final.
Spoiler alert!
There you go, yeah. Okay, so we've got to be announced versus to be announced. I'm going to pick to be announced.
There you go, to be announced. It's a solid pick, Tim. Solid.
Thank you.
Solid pick.
Okay, so Mike, to be announced versus to be announced. Who's your pick?
To be announced.
There you go. Omega, what about you?
TBA.
TBA. Ooh, you're going that way with that.
I'm taking a risk here.
But wow, I don't know.
I've got a hunch.
You're out on a limb, bro. I mean, you got your neck stretched out for that one. Okay, here comes the spoilers, guys. Can you pronounce that one name?
Io Shirai?
There you go. Io Shirai. Versus, can you pronounce the other name, Mike?
Toni Storm.
That's right. So those are your two finalists for the Mae Young Classic Final. Omega, for real, who do you see winning?
Honestly, this is an interesting situation because we are still suspecting this was not the plan.
Yeah. No.
So, I feel like of the two, I want to say Toni Storm. Like, especially since she has history in WWE of coming so close.
Yep.
Because she lost the semifinals to Kairi Sane last year. Yep. And now she just lost the match for the inaugural UK Women's NXT Women's Championship.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you detect a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you're leaning towards Toni.
I think this is the brass ring to grab for her.
Okay, fair enough. Mike?
Well, I think if that's the case, she's going to keep being a runner-up. So I'm going to go with Io Shirai. Give me Shirai versus Kairi.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
God damn it, Omega, get out of my head. I was just about to say that.
But there's so much open space to run in.
Oh!
I bet.
Okay, that one, that's a shot. You're going to pay for it eventually. shit, I don't know who to pick here. I mean, like, there's a valid point on either. Are they going to continue doing the runner-up thing and just have her be the perpetual second fiddle for the next little while before they come up with an absolutely massively huge payoff? throw her into NXT and actually have her eventually win the title.
Or they're building a new NXT UK brand and she's going to be the focal point of said brand. I mean, there's that.
I mean, like, you didn't let me bring that up because that was my next point, but you're absolutely correct. NXT UK is almost ready to launch, as a matter of fact. They're just about ready to go with it.
It launched last Wednesday.
Like I said, it's almost ready to launch. Like, full bore. They've got plans.
Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. Only on the WWE Network. Free for new subscribers for 30 days. Yeah. I got to pick Io Shirai. Because she's going to wind up being the focal point for NXT UK. And she's going to be the big deal there. Which is what my point was going to be until Rock interrupted to help out. Thanks. Appreciate it.
How's Shirai going to be the NXT UK? I was talking to Tony Storm.
Like, what are you talking about? That's what I said. Tony Storm is going to be the focal point for your NXT UK.
You said Shirai.
I picked Shirai to win.
Okay.
I thought you were supposed to pay attention to this shit because somebody's got to record pick 'em.
No, that's why we have an intern.
Oh, that's right. Where is the intern tonight?
He's around.
He's around?
He's around.
Is he not, like, more oblong?
Next matchup, Tim.
Ba-dum-bum. It's the all-women's battle royal at the all-women's pay-per-view because they aren't letting what's-his-name come in. What's his name? Who am I thinking?
So your participants in the all-women's battle Thanks royal.
Thanks for not, like, playing along. Here are the entrants as of now to the battle royal. It's Tamina Snuka, Billy Kay, Peyton Royce, Ember Moon, Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Asuka. Nobody ready for Asuka. Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Carmella, Lana, Naomi, Tori Wilson. Is it Naomi or Naomi?
Naomi.
Michelle McCool, Medusa, Molly Holly making her return, Ivory making her return, Kelly making her return, and Maria Kanellis making her return. Those are the entrants in the Battle Royal.
Question before we go to Mike. So are people returning? Just want to make that clarification. Are people returning for this Battle Royal?
There are returns, like, technically they're returns. Kelly, Ivory, Molly Holly, Maria Kanellis, they're returning for the Battle Royal.
Okay, just making sure they're returning for the Battle Royal.
They're returning for the Battle Royal. I don't mean they're returning to the company.
Okay.
The only thing that Maria Kanellis will have that's ongoing as a connection to WWE is Mike.
Now on 205 Live.
There you go.
Also, Ooh. The winner gets a future championship opportunity.
As opposed to future endeavored.
Yikes.
Go, Mike.
Well, that's go, case,
Mike. Go, Mike.
I am going to have to say... Tamina, yeah, right.
big return on Monday Night Raw for Tamina Snuka. I mean, no entrance, no real fence. She just was there again, telling me with Dana Brooke.
A lot of these women are not like most girls, so we're going to have to go with Nia.
A lot of these women are not like most girls?
The lyrics. Anyway, Omega. Pick Dana.
Don't pick Dana. She's dating a basketball player.
God.
This match is atrocious.
I don't care. It's a battle royal.
I know you like battle royals, but this is the shit they used to do on WrestleMania just to put the women on the card. It's demeaning and it kills every opportunity they have of showing off their talent. And then Dana Brooks. So I guess she's fine.
I knew wow. there was
that
a,
up.
There
you
was
went a long way to set that up.
That's not a setup. No, that's just,
it just worked out that way.
It just goes that way sometimes.
So does Dana Brooke.
Yikes.
No, this is demeaning to all these women who really wanted to put on a performance and don't get to now, because I would have really loved to have seen a full Ember Moon or full Naomi match during the all women's pay-per-view, but no, we have this. So I will go with Ember Moon.
Ooh. All right. I don't know what the winner winds up winning, other than being able to say that they won the,
I just said it.
Battle Royal of the All Women's Pay Per View.
I just said it.
What'd you say?
the winner gets a future championship opportunity.
And I said as opposed to future endeavored.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
At Flames Forums.
There you go.
Just do the Tim command in chat. You'll find his Twitters.
You know, it's a lot of work just to wind up getting my Twitter handle out there as a plug. But you got to admit, there's originality to it.
There really isn't.
Just for the shits and the giggles, for me it comes down to two, and the one I'm going to pick will be just for the hell of it, Mandy Rose.
Mm. Random picks, what?
Mandy Rose.
Oh.
So, you can get rid of that Nightbot bullshit. Fuck off.
What did they do? Anyway, keep going.
The team chat is doing the command thing.
Oh, remember everyone do the wrong command in chat?
Yeah, that's what he did. Get fucking rid of that, Rock. I'm not impressed. I'm not happy about that.
Keep going. Next.
Well, we've got the NXT UK Women's Championship, which is another to be announced versus to be announced.
So that means...
Spoiler alert!
This was the second one I was talking about when I brought up Pick'em. Yeah, here comes, kids. Rhea Ripley versus Ginny. Ripley's the champion. She's defending. Or she's going to be champion, whatever. Omega?
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert, Omega. It's your pick.
If I know anything about WWE UK championships, it's that they hold on to them forever.
For a very long time.
Also, she's very new to the belt. So I don't foresee them taking off of her that quickly. So we will go with Rhea Ripley.
Okay, fair enough. Mike?
Ripley, same reasons as Omega.
Okay, I appreciate your reasoning, but right now, WWE is really high on Ginny, and they're looking for big things. That said, she's too new to the belt to take it off. It's Rhea Ripley. It's my pick. Now, this final one hasn't officially been announced.
Hold on. Random.
Oh, random pick Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley. The alien killer, Ripley.
Oh, God.
Now, she comes down to, like, she needs to make it all the way to, like, a WrestleMania stage so she can come out in, like, the Power Loader
as her entrance. That would be awesome. Yeah. When that movie came out, actually, James Cameron got contacted by this shipping supply company who actually wanted to order 100 of those fucking power loaders. I'm not lying. This is true. I found this out just like a couple weeks ago. They actually contacted James Cameron and they said, you know what? We love the power loader. That thing would be so useful. We could get so much done. We want to order 100 of them. Cameron had to say, yeah, that's CGI and special effects, guys. We had like 5 guys working the thing.
Yeah, that's called a puppet.
Yep. A full-scale puppet.
That doesn't actually exist.
Yep.
it's just some really embarrassed COO. It's just...
Yeah, it's funny as hell. But, yeah, if those fucking power loaders did exist, they'd be so much fun to operate.
So, like, no. Like, I talked to Mr. Cameron, and he said that those things aren't real. So, I guess we're stuck with the forklifts. But, like, as soon as I hear back about those hoverboards, we'll be in business.
All right. Do what you can. Get in touch with Steven Spielberg. Find out how much they cost. What, dumb CEO or what? Anyway, unofficial and will likely be announced tomorrow night. Bayley teaming up with Sasha Banks and Natalya to take on the Riot Squad. This is what we're expecting. It has not been announced. It has even yet to be speculated upon. To tell you the truth, but expected to be once again finalized tomorrow night. Mike, who's going to win?
Huh. Bailey, team hugging boss Natty.
Team hug boss Natty. Oh, okay.
I can't call them Maple Leaf Huggers. That's not cool.
Maple Leaf Huggers? That's just vaguely obscene. Coming from a Canadian, that's vaguely obscene. Here, Omega, what you pick?
It's called Heartfelt Huggers. As far as who's actually winning,
Oh, Rock. Yes.
Hang on.
That's bad, but yes.
Oh.
Your pick, Omega.
Too bad you don't have the clip that is out there from Cheech Marin doing it. I think I do.
I think I've got the clip of Jody doing it.
You actually have Jody somewhere. Oh, Jody actually doing that. Oh my god.
We're having nostalgia moment. Excuse us.
Yeah. A lot of people today listening probably will not understand.
They won't understand. So just get your
even if we explain
it's
it to
just
them.
For us.
That's what you call super insider.
Hold on.
Moosey lovers!
There you go.
Thank you. Thanks, JSK. Rest in peace, buddy.
Oh, my
we
God.
We miss you.
I have that. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm smiling too much now. I have to... No, I'm giving this to the Riot Squad.
Any reason why?
Aside from the fact I feel like I've been picking way too face-heavy.
Okay.
I feel like they've been on the short end of things a little bit too much. I'd like to see them solidify themselves as a dominant team.
Okay. Yep. I get it. And I'm picking the Riot Squad because it's potentially a major match on a pay-per-view. And Natalya is used to get somebody over. And let's face it, there's at least one really green member of the Riot Squad on the Riot Squad that needs to be made to look good and not get kicked in the face and knocked out. And Natty's the one to do it.
Yeah.
Natty can make a fucking broom look good.
Poor girl got kicked so hard her hair turned pink.
Or the pink got knocked down to the tips. Tips with a P. Pay attention. But back to what I was saying. Yeah, I'm picking the Riot Squad. And Bailey, Sasha, and Natty have been around long enough to have had their time in the sun versus other young workers. And they really want to push the Riot Squad. So I think that, they're going over on this one. Random Thing Picker, however, picked Bailey, Sasha, and Natalya because Random Thing Picker, is a fan of Natalya, which is understandable. She's worthy of having fans. But there it is, guys. That's WTR Pick'em for Evolution next Sunday night at 6 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Eastern. Of course, pre-show goes 1 hour earlier. Is that not correct, Mr. Producer?
Yep. It's 7 Eastern, so pre-show will be at 6. Yep.
There you go. Yeah. And we're on immediately following the pay-per-view to tell you just how good it was because it's all women. And no men are participating in it. And we'll watch this pay-per-view because we're going to boycott Crown Jewel.
Not even going to plug it.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Alright, so this week for the all-time greatest heel, round 3, Ted DiBiase versus the Iron Sheik.
I will always, okay, good as both of these guys are at what they do, I will always give credit to those who build a character without having to go to a cultural stereotype or feed on current events to generate heat. Because good as the Iron Sheik was, it's no. It's just irks me the wrong way a little bit there as far as just like where he generated his heat from. It's like evil foreigner doesn't do a whole lot for me. DiBiase just played his role to a perfect T. Like, the man, he's one of the few pro wrestling characters who I feel like knew he was evil and loved every minute of it.
Made Rob Van Dam kiss his feet. And never gave him the $100.
Of course not.
Prick.
Alright, so one for the $1 million one. Like,
I'm kind of in the same boat with Omega, because literally Ted DiBiase was that guy. He was the devil's advocate. He was like, everybody's got a price, so what's yours? He made that and ran with it. Ted DiBiase.
Tim?
Well, my pick doesn't count, but I am going to pick the Iron Sheik anyway, and I'll tell you why. Different times, different circumstances, different, completely different eras. From where we are now, where we were when Ted was up and running, and where we were when Iron Sheik was in his heyday. Back then, yeah, I can understand where you're coming from, Omega, with, you know, like, get heat from current events and cultural references. But back then, that's what it was. Today, it's just cheap heat. But back then, it wasn't cheap heat. It was the way to go. And even today, Iron Sheik, never mind the fact that he's doing, you know, the Iranian guy and all this other shit. It's read some of his tweets on Twitter. Oh, my God. The guy is just very crude, very crass, and very he wants to fuck everybody up the ass.
He's batshit insane.
He wants to fuck everybody's ass. And, yeah, you know, like, that's very crude and rude, but that's what he says. Oh, yeah, you, John Cena, you suck. John Cena, I fuck your ass. Make you humble. It's like, yeah, that's vintage. But, goddamn, just because, I'm looking at the two different eras from a fourth different era, where one would still be passable today while the other is absolutely the worst kind of cheap heat. But back then, it was the way to go. And, as a result, as great as, DiBiase was, you guys know, no disputing anything here, but DiBiase's moving on. What I have to say doesn't count. So I'm picking Iron Sheik, and this is the reason why.
This one's on you.
What?
Roddy Piper versus Ric Flair.
Why is this one on me?
On a general you. This is all your fault.
You.
This is like round three, isn't it?
Yeah, it's round three. Piper, Flair.
Oh.
Mike, go.
No.
Yeah. That's how this works.
But it's not how this works.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, fuck. He did go first, didn't he? Damn it. Fuck the Ted DiBiase. The dirtiest player in the game.
Woo.
Versus Rowdy Roddy Piper. Fuck. I gotta go with the dirtiest player. I gotta go with Ric Flair.
Omega.
I quit.
No. Rip the band-aid off. Just do it.
I know.
Just
I know.
Do it.
Fuck.
Just do it.
Rick.
Damn.
Okay. Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game. Roddy Piper, the most psychotic individual on the planet. It is really hard to discount the guy who's so legitimately pissed off, one of the legit toughest tough guys in the business, that he wanted to beat the fuck out of him for real. And I'm talking about Bad News Allen, was so pissed off at Roddy Piper that he wanted to kick the shit out of him for years afterwards. Roddy was psycho. It's hard to get away from that. Ric Flair, dirtiest player in the game, do whatever it takes to win. Well, you know, the way I see it, it ain't illegal unless you get caught. You do what you do to win. That's just the way it goes. That doesn't make you the greatest heel. That just makes you the guy who knows how to play. I hate you.
Which means you hate yourself.
Yeah. I still hate you more. At the end of the day, Ric Flair has already moved on, but I'm picking Roddy Piper, and I would have picked Piper if I was first or second, never mind third. Again, to pick.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon, what? Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, Jesus.
Tim.
Yeah, it's Vince. Jesse going up against just about anybody else, Jesse gets the win, but fuck, it's Vince. The guy who turned a real life situation into a character. Mr. McMahon is the result of the 97 Montreal Survivor Series screw job where people legit wanted to kill him. And were really happy when Bret Hart legitimately punched him in the face. For real.
Work that Bret Hart reference in.
There you go. And he took that and he ran with it. And being the owner of the company, he transformed WWE, bringing about the Attitude Era and the whole thing. The genesis of the Attitude Era.
You good?
Was the Montreal Screwjob. So my pick is the prick, McMahon.
Mike.
Going with Satan himself, Vince McMahon.
Satan! Shatan! Miroslav Shatan.
Omega?
Well, just to be contrarian, since mine doesn't matter.
Jeez, I wonder where I heard that before.
It's Vince. No, it has to be Vince. he turned a real-life situation into a billion-dollar company.
And finally, Vader versus... Chris Jericho. Omega.
Fuck!
Taking nothing away from Vader as one of the best big men who ever worked and one of the scariest fucking guys who ever come down the aisle. It's just, I said it last time Jericho came up, it comes down to versatility. It's how many ways he can be a heel, and he's been fantastic at all of them.
Yeah, Omega said what I was going to say. I mean, he's Omega speaks for me on this.
Mike.
We're all getting paid now.
Jericho. Just everything in his New Japan, just alone.
It's the first time he took a hiatus from WWE. He posted a picture of himself posing with his arms stretched out underneath a big-ass TNA sign on his website.
Heel. You can't get better than that, Jericho. Oh, crap.
What, Mike? What'd you figure out?
Oh.
What'd you figure out, Mike?
Vince McMahon versus Jericho. Oh. Wait, are we really doing this?
No, that's next, another time.
Oh, thank God.
Just waiting for the music. The music took a minute.
No, just let it stew. Let it be in the back of your mind. Well, someday you will have to face this.
Here's some lemon and some salt.
In 2 weeks. In 2 weeks.
That might be the matchup in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we're not doing it next week, so it would be in 2 weeks. So we're done round three. Round four is next.
How many more rounds to go?
Not many.
Only four more?
Three more rounds.
Oh, there you go. So we're just over halfway through this fucking thing.
We're going to be done in 4 weeks.
If everything goes right, maybe.
Yeah. No, actually, we should be done in 3 weeks. We'll be done in three weeks. Let's wrap this up, Tim.
Come hell or high water, you're going to make it 3 weeks. I know. I get
it. If we do shows, the next 3 weeks of shows.
Yeah, the next 3 weeks worth of WTR Sunday night, which is over. And we'll be back next Sunday night after the pay-per-view. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, the Raw Post Show, approximately 11:10 Eastern.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Raw Post Show usually is 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Is she mad at me for what I said about cooking French fries?
No.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
I know you don't know what I'm talking about. Fortnite.
Events at Thursdays and Saturdays, Fortnite with friends, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Usually throughout the week, WW2K19 content at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WTR Sims might return at some point in time. Stay tuned.
Maybe.
Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
Okay, I can promise you this. Thursday, there will be an episode of The Rack.
Last Thursday, it wasn't exactly.
There was. There was an episode of The Rack. Wasn't live. Again, I'm going to say, on Thursday, there will be a show. Okay. Maybe it may be live at 10 p.m. Eastern, or it may drop in the afternoon. That's undecided. We'll see what happens. But it's Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes. You know the deal. Rack Radio Show.
There you go. And, of course, Saturday night's midnight-ish are as close as they get to another edition of the wild, the wacky, the unusual. They come to life after dark thanks to the magic tablet, CB Radio.
Last night for the first hour, we played W2K19, me versus Subway. So check that out, twitch.tv/WTRLive. We're doing great on the great debate this week because we didn't have enough time to this week on horror video games, and Omega will kill me when he knows what I tried to eliminate in the first round. Tune in Saturday
Fuck you.
Well, CBRealive.com, CBRealive on Facebook and Twitter. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
Just because you never played it, there's no reason to vote it out.
Actually, oh, this could go on for a whole week.
Oh, it could. It really could, because I made my predictions long before you made your comment.
And
then I looked at my predictions and went, oh, I eliminated the first round. Okay. We'll see how this one goes. Tim, keep going.
Damn. I was just being entertained for a minute. That's all. Can't blame me. But yeah, follow Russ Talk Radio on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. Check out Russ Talk Radio's Facebook at facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Wild Talk Radio can be followed on the Twitter machines too at Wild Talk Radio. I mean, it's that simple, kids. Do it. facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm on Twitter.
Wait, why are you seriously? Really? Totally?
I am, not once, but twice.
Oh, my God.
Follow me at Flames Forums. That's the safe account. I'll post random things that are, like, dopey, funny, dad jokey. Sometimes they're really good. I'll talk about hockey. You'll catch me doing posts and GIFs, animated GIFs about my hockey team in the NHL. I'll post about professional wrestling. And keep it fairly safe at Flames Forums. You want the uncensored version where I get political, where I call people out, where I let a dumbass know that he's being a dumbass, follow me on my other account. It's at Voicing Sanity on Twitter. My blog is now up and running. You can read what I'm writing and what my thoughts and opinions are, political commentary as well. Piecesofmymind.cf. No, that is correct. I did not misspeak. It is .cf. Piecesofmymind.cf. There are 5 things up there right now for you to read. 6, 7, and 8. Post number 6, 7, and 8 are coming very, very soon. You'll maybe find them entertaining. You'll maybe find them head scratchers, and some posts may just totally piss you off depending on what camp you're in politically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but somebody who doesn't get political, even though he's done more places on the internet than I am, with the review guy, TJ Omega.
Yeah, I learned that talking politics online is a potential death sentence, so I just keep it PG.
Oh, God.
Some places. Most places.
Who said some?
Not here, obviously.
And where are those, where are those PG places?
PG places are under the name TJ Omega, except for Facebook, as alluded to earlier tonight, which is under TJ Reviews. Everywhere else you can find me under TJ Omega. That is the YouTube handle that where you can find a ton of content. That is the Twitter handle where I'm always active. And that is TJOmega.net for all the content YouTube won't let me post. Which, yes, that part is very not PG. Okay.
Speaking about posting, how's your auction going? Or should I say auctions, plural?
You know, I started the auctions to afford a new computer, and then my phone started dying.
Oh,
and God. Then my computer monitor of less than a year died.
Jesus.
And then the ceiling fan nearly set my roof on fire.
The oh, goddamn.
Fan.
So at this point, I think I'm paying for an exorcism.
But it's linked at the top of his Twitter.com/TJOmega. Mike,
buy his shit, people. He needs it.
Yes. And for those of you who want to take the opportunity to see the black guy, you can hit me up on the WTR Oreo on the Twitter page. And also you can look up on Facebook. I'm doing a thing, but I'm also doing setting up for 2K19. Look it up on Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. There also will be a link to do our live show. We actually have a live show Thursday. So, yeah.
Yeah, Mike, you know what? Just jump in and don't let me set you up or anything like that for your plugs. Just throw them out there anytime.
I said Mike.
Yeah.
That'll do it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. Tune in Radio Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com. Say goodnight, Tim.
Good night, Tim.
WildTalkRadio.com.